Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, entrepreneur and entertainer Gary Raffinelli joins us.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program Gary Raffinelli.
Hello, Sam.
A longtime entertainer in Nevada and across the country and really around the world. We have known each other and been friends since 1978, when you were performing at the MGM in Reno.
I was the only four-year-old allowed to work the stage in 1978.
Exactly. You were working the lounges at the MGM at the time, which in those days was a huge deal. Okay. They were big, big money makers.
A little kid from Richmond, California, headlining at the MGM Grand. Yep. That's true.
And along with your partner at the time, Sandy Selby.
That's her name, I remember.
and so that was how we first got to know each other.
Yes.
Then as time went by, you became a businessman as well, and you started Grand Slam Pianos.
Slam Grand.
Well, either way.
Grand Slam is the breakfast at Denny's. Is that a commercial?
That's different. I believe so.
Okay.
So Slam Grand, your pianos are played by people like Madonna, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Tom Petty, David Foster, who has
Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber,
please feel free to keep going. David Foster has an incredible documentary on Netflix right now.
Oh yeah,
and if you've seen
I've seen it.
And anybody who cares about the music business and wants to know about one of the true legends, wow, that is an incredible story.
It is. I was fascinated. I think it's like 2 hours long.
Yes.
2.5 hours. I watched it.
Yeah, Netflix has been doing a great job with some of these musical documentaries. Quincy Jones, another one that is extraordinary to watch. Then in addition to this, and I don't remember which year this was, but I was over at your house, and you took me up into the attic, and you said to me, you got to listen to this stuff. We had to go up a ladder to get into your attic.
The fourth floor is the attic. I have a studio up there.
A little studio, and in there, you played me tapes, and what you were doing was dissecting all the music of ABBA.
Yes.
And you were taking it down to literally every note, and you and Sandy were dissecting the vocals.
Yeah, that is true.
And you created this show called Abracadabra.
Abacadabra.
Abacadabra.
Right.
That has now played everywhere.
Worldwide.
And it's huge.
Yes, until March.
Until March. Well, we'll get back to that, but I wanted people who are watching the show to understand who you are and the history, because not everybody that watches this show is as much into entertainment as I am.
Well, thank you very much.
You've had an incredible career.
Very lucky.
Not too many people last this long.
And I think because when I talk to people, or when I talk to kids, when I talk to musicians, I tell them the same thing my father told me. He wanted me to be a fireman or a lawyer or something. Always have something to fall back on. And I've changed my career like three or four times. And adding Sandy was a big deal to me, adding a girl and giving away half the spotlight, more than half the spotlight. When things started slowing down in the casino industry in the 90s, starting Slam Grand Piano Company it came out of necessity, but starting that and then being a producer for shows continually changing and evolving, and I've lasted, what, 50 years as a performer, 55?
Which is remarkable, but it's also what entrepreneurs do. Yeah. I mean, you can't stay the same. You have to constantly change or die.
Exactly. Same with you. I remember you doing weather. You still do your cooking show or not?
That we stopped, fortunately, at the beginning of the year, right before the industry collapsed. So it was really perfect timing, but that was 19 years.
Yes, and I've seen you change and evolve. You were a DJ, too.
I was a nightclub DJ when we first met.
Yes.
Because I would get done at the nightclubs at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then come over and catch your last shows at the MGM, very, very early in the morning. You've played all across Nevada. I mean, Harrah's, from Laughlin, Las Vegas
Hilton, Elvis Showroom. Yes.
Yes. It's been incredible. And cruise ships have been a big thing for you as well.
Yeah, 14 years of working for Royal Caribbean. Yeah.
So it's an incredible career. The industry has changed so much. I mean, when you first started, you were coming off the era of the Don Rickles and the Sam Buteras and Keeley Smiths in the lounges.
In the lounges.
And for a lot of entertainers, that was the, not only was it a step to the main room, but it was also the place where all the main room entertainers went after their shows to catch who were really the great entertainers.
Yes, and actually I was about 10 years late, but glad our first job here was in 1976. At Fitzgerald's, which is now called
the D in Las Vegas,
the Whitney.
Oh, the Whitney, Whitney Peak in Reno.
Whitney Peak, and that was Fitzgerald's. That was we were here on July 4th, 1976, 200th anniversary of the country, and that's where we started. And it took us 3 years, two years of bebopping around for Harrah's to hire us. And we in 78, and then we signed with the MGM in 79. And the lounge, Sandy and I kind of broke the rules a little bit. We wouldn't stay on the stage. Fitzgerald's had a really small stage behind a bar, and I didn't want to be behind a bar because you can't reach or touch the people. When an entertainer goes on stage, there's walls. Okay, when the curtain goes up, there's still a wall. And I always wanted to break through that wall. So we set up in front of the bar. There weren't slot machines back then in the bars. There was just a bar. So we moved the front four chairs, and I'd set up a little piano and Sandy, and the band was on the stage. And that's how we started and made a whole bunch of interesting news people. We were on the front page of the paper because we wouldn't stay on the stage. And so we were and we were a little bit louder than most groups, and we were a little bit more rock than most groups. But that's my background. That's what I grew up playing. And it just kept, we evolved and evolved and evolved, and finally got to be headliners in 79.
And what's interesting to me is that, as corporate gaming has taken over so much in the last 20 plus years,
Oh yeah,
the lounges became far less important to them. I remember, you know, for example, Jay Leno played the lounge at Harrah's Reno.
Yeah.
$5 to see Jay Leno.
If you cash your check, you got 2 drink tokes and it was free. And it was free. I know Jay. We worked with Jay in 78. So I've known him as long as I've known you. And I remember reading, I saw Kenny Rogers. We worked with Kenny Rogers in the lounge in 76. We were working Fitzgerald's, he was working Harrah's. And he was kind of down and out, played me Lucille in his dressing room before he recorded it. And oddly enough, I didn't care for the song. And a year and a half later, Sandy and I are doing the song in our show. But he wrote a book, and I remember in the book he talked about music careers and how to make a living and in the music business. And it's still, you can probably still buy it. And he talked about one of the, forget recording and forget being a big star and forget that, that's working your way up. But he said there's a lot of money to be made in the casino lounges, which has essentially disappeared. Square foot slot machine will make $2,000 a day, where a seat in the lounge makes nothing. So they start putting square foot of space, and a lounge is a loser to corporate.
Right, but if you go back and look at the people that created Las Vegas and Reno and even places like Elko, which was really the beginning of big time gaming.
Wayne Newton worked there in Elko.
Yeah, big time entertainment in Elko was before anybody had it. It was the draw that got people in, because people don't want to just keep gambling all the time.
Absolutely.
And we've seen the growth over the last decades of all these other things. I mean, up until coronavirus, which we'll get to, and which is one of the reasons I wanted you to come in and talk about entertainment. You know, we had gotten to the point where gaming was about 33% of the revenue. 67% was everything else. So that was entertainment, shopping, dining, hotel, etc.
Right.
So the gaming part had shrunk. But really, if you think about it, during the day, there's not a whole lot of things to do. And so to me, as a creative person, I'm looking at, because I don't gamble. I worked in the gambling industry. I know where they built those big buildings from. Yeah. It's not
from the
winners.
I lost my whole paycheck one break. That cured me from it. So.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, the idea of having other things, and whether it's inexpensive lounge entertainment as a training ground for people to work eventually in the big rooms, I don't know why we lost that along the way.
Just like you said, when corporations moved in, you look at dollar per square foot, and I think that had a lot to do with it. You and I remember 69-cent breakfast, and that was like steak and eggs,
right?
You know, for 69 cents. And now breakfast will cost you pretty much $15, you know, and they don't give anything away like they used to, unless you're one of their gamblers, and then you have free meals and free rooms or whatever.
But we are seeing a change that is being forced upon us. And it'll be interesting for us to examine some of these elements and what might come back and what might not. Let's take a break. More with Gary Raffinelli after this timeout.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5 times points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. This stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus five times points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Gary Raffinelli. He's an entertainer of long standing in Nevada, has played all across the state and around the world. And we've known each other so long that you are celebrating your anniversary today. 31 years, you and Janine. And I played the music at your wedding.
That's right, you did. I forgot. Yes, you did. You did. And you got married a year later, the same week.
Well, yeah. We wanted to see if yours worked, and if it worked for a year, then we were going to do it as well.
Yes.
But anyway, congratulations.
Thank
to you and Janine. That's awesome.
I love you, honey.
But that was it. Well, I love you too. Just kidding for those listening on the radio. But yeah, that was at the Sands Regency, and boy,
yes,
are we going to see some changes in that property in the downtown area. Okay, so we talked earlier about entrepreneurs and how things have to keep changing. Otherwise, if they don't change, they die. But one of the other things is that if you look, it's about a 20-year cycle of where things come back. You know, if you look at it, in, especially in music and fashion, it's about 20 years. You can go back and look at what was happening 20 years ago, and you can recreate that today. And it's a whole new generation that's enjoying that.
Okay.
What we've seen in the last few years, I think, has been the big deal. Beyond the nightclubs and the day clubs, it's been events like the Electric Daisy Carnival, EDC, where you have hundreds of thousands of people going to what essentially are raves at the Motor Speedway in Las Vegas.
Right.
And around the world, or things like Burning Man. So things do change. Do you see the opportunity, especially now as we hopefully start to come out of COVID, where small venues are going to start opening up again, whether they start out in bars and then eventually casinos see the success of bars and smaller entertainment and go, you know what, this is a pretty good idea. I guess they used to do this back in the day.
I hope so. I didn't think it would last as long. I had jobs booked in March that moved to July, and then July that moved to September, and then September to January, and now those are postponed till April.
And we're talking South Point, we're talking Laughlin, we're talking Reno,
Sacramento, yeah. I'm talking cruises, everything for me was canceled and postponed. And I saw this morning on the news an event somewhere over Labor Day weekend. And people are partying and they're all together. I think Las Vegas was one. And then there was another place where they had a 4th of July party. And hopefully, my hope is that no exorbitant amount of cases come out of this. And there's really a lack of the COVID going further and further as groups are getting together. And hopefully that may change. Unfortunately, it seems that they're punished right at the moment. We're sitting 6 feet apart for the same reason. So some people don't get angry or whatever. I saw what I don't want to see happen. I talked just a minute ago about that wall. I actually saw an act work in Las Vegas, and somebody was filming him live on Facebook, and I knew the person, and I'm watching them sing behind a drum shield. So there's a drum, and there wasn't anybody within 10 feet. I think they had a dance floor in front, and nobody's dancing, and they're singing. I'd hate to see a wall put up that you can't break down. You know, I don't. churches. Today's my anniversary. We're going to the show tonight, the movie theater, to see Tenet. Is that how to pronounce
yep.
it? Tenet. And I went to look for tickets. Not one seat is sold in the theater. I don't know how long this can go on where businesses don't start shutting down. And we've already lost many, many businesses, small businesses that can't survive. Lounge entertainment, when is the main rooms going to open? They can't pay an act $10,000 a week or $5,000 a week. If their 500 seating capacity, they can only seat 100. You can't make money at that. Casinos might be able to, you know, shuffle it through as a marketing thing, but I hope it comes back soon. Festivals, we lost Hot August Nights, we lost the Rib Cook-Off, we lost all those. And some of the businesses are devastated. Bars, I don't really go to many bars, but I feel bad for them. They can't sell their drinks, and they can only have 12 people in there instead of 50 or whatever.
But on the other hand, you have comedians who are doing comedy shows in drive-in movie theaters where people can drive up, they're in their cars, the performer's on a stage, and they say it's not the same as a comedy club, but at least they're performing.
Yeah, and I think I watch the TV shows, like America's Got Talent, and the poor comics that have to get up there and tell their jokes for basically four people. That's tough. That's tough. I admire any comic. If I, all the comics that have been on, I try to find them on Facebook and say, hey, great job. You did the hardest thing in the world. The video games, I saw a couple of sports games for a few minutes with simulated audiences, with people in the stands on screens and whatever. Tough, it's not the same thing. Maybe when you're playing the game, there's a little more, because you're one-on-one with several people, other people. But not having the cheers and the yells and the people making fun of you or whatever goes on in the audience, I hope it comes back.
I think, okay, so this is just a discussion between you and I, and you know, this is worth what you're paying for it, right?
Yeah.
To me, that's a mistake. Putting in the fake audience is a mistake. If you look at a half-hour sitcom that has fake laughter, sweetened track as they call it, versus a show that's actually funny, right? That
yeah.
It doesn't have to have an audience, it's just funny, then that one is going to be much better than the one with the sweetened track. Right. One of my favorite shows is on NPR, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's a comedy show about the news. They, after the first couple of weeks, they put in a phony laugh track. No. The problem wasn't the lack of laughter. It was that you weren't writing funny jokes, okay? So
right,
better
right.
to have one funny joke than a half hour or an hour of trying to fake it. And I think what we're discovering is there are a lot of people that perform in front of audiences where somebody comes out before the show starts and says, okay, mm-hmm. when so-and-so comes out, you all cheer as loud. Now everybody practice mm-hmm. cheering. It's hogwash. It's
yeah.
always been hogwash. And so I think what we're discovering is that there are a lot of people making a lot of money that may not be quite as talented as...
Well, they're trying. You and I were talking before about...
I have to break for
understood.
A second. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
So without any canned applause, we ran out of time because we're two old friends sitting here having a great conversation. So what this means is come back soon, let's talk more and see how this all develops because entertainment is not going away.
I hope not. I'm here to stay.
Me too. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you,
Sam. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.